After 20 years of working and toiling and being tormented by Laban, the worst employer in history, Hashem appears to Yaakov Avinu and he tells him, Shovel Eretz Avesecha. It's time to gather your family and return back home. So Yaakov calls a family meeting. He takes Leah and Rachel out to the field and he begins a long detailed explanation of why they must leave their father's home. He tells them, V'hine enenu imoy ketmol shilshem. Your father's attitude, his demeanor toward me, is not what it used to be. I see the way he's been treating me, and I realize that things are not the same. The situation is getting progressively worse every day. And after listening to Yaakov's long presentation, 9 psukim in the Torah, the wives agree that it is indeed time to go. But the obvious question is, why the long speech? The entire conversation could have been very simple. Listen up, Rachel and Leah. Hashem told me it's time to leave. Pack your bags and let's go. Surely they would have listened. Hashem said we have to leave. Case closed. So why the long explanation? And the Shlach HaKadosh offers a very powerful insight. If you want someone, either your spouse or your child or a student, an employee or a friend, to do something or act in a certain way, the correct approach is not to coerce. Don't threaten. Don't impose. Even if you have the authority to do so. Even if you could say, this is how it's going to be, my way or the highway. This is not how it should be done. But instead, explain it patiently. Appeal to their understanding. Help them come to the same conclusion on their own. Let them feel that they're doing it because it makes sense to them. And this creates harmony. Otherwise, it creates resentment. And it's simple human psychology. People don't like being told what to do, even when it's the right thing. And this is why Yaakov took the time to explain it to them logically. So they should come to the same conclusion out of their own volition. And with that, I'd like to share with you an amazing story that someone shared with me recently. A younger man applied to a certain school in the tri-state area for his 6-year-old son. After much research, he felt that this was the most appropriate school for his son. He went for an interview, and he and his wife and his son made a very nice impression on the staff. A few weeks later, he gets a call from the school. We'd love to accept your son on one condition. We heard that your father is a man of means. If he donates $10,000 to the yeshiva, you're in. And Yigal Man was very offended, but he really wanted that yeshiva. So he calls up his father and he tells him, the yeshiva said they will accept my son only if you donate $10,000. And his father said, absolutely not. I will not be blackmailed. So he sent his son to a different yeshiva. 2 years later, this younger man's brother applies to the same yeshiva. And they told him the same thing. $10,000 donation or you're not accepted. He calls his father, same answer. No, I will not be taken advantage of. Fast forward 15 years, the school now has a new administrator. And now a grandson, the next generation, applies to the same yeshiva. And they interview him and they're very impressed. And they accept him on the spot. No conditions. He starts the new year and he loves the yeshiva. His little son loves his rebbeim. One day, this father, this younger man, visits his grandfather, the Gavir, and he tells him how happy he is with the school. And his little Moishi is having such a great tachlis. And the staff is so amazing. And Zaidi was delighted. He tells his grandson, bring me my checkbook from the drawer. And he writes him out a check for the yeshiva for $25,000. What's the moral of the story? People respond to kindness, not pressure. There's an old saying, you catch more bees with honey than with vinegar. So be pleasant. Don't coerce. Don't apply pressure. And this was Yaakov's message to his wives. His lengthy explanation was intentional. He was teaching us a great lesson how a Jew should influence others. Don't impose. Don't insist. Explain with warmth. Give them respect. The Gemara says in Masechtas Gittin, Le'olam al yatal adam eimi yiseir v'tach beisai. A person should never impose excessive fear upon his family. Some people are so kind and gentle and generous outside their home. But when they come home, they become dictators, imposing decisions without discussion, without consulting their spouse. So be a salesman, not a policeman. Persuade, don't pressure. Motivate, don't intimidate. And that's exactly why Yaakov gave a thoughtful, patient explanation to his wives. Even though Hashem himself had commanded the move. If there was ever a situation where someone could say, I don't need to give them an explanation. Hashem himself said so. This was it. And yet, Yaakov didn't do that. Because building a Torah home isn't about power, it's about partnership. It's about inspiring people to want what you want and what the Torah wants, not forcing them into submission. And if Yaakov Avinu felt obligated to gently persuade his family, how much more so must we? So be a salesman and not a policeman, and watch how people become eager to follow your lead. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.